At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I thought I was done with this topic. I thought that when I posted, is church keeping people single, that I was finished. But then I looked on the vote, and it was a 60% yes. People were saying that church is keeping people single. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And today I'm going to be ranting a little bit because there's so many like hot topics that go very well with Single Woman Chronicles this week. So I just want to get into it. One of them is just a hot topic I want to talk about. It does not go with Single Woman Chronicles, but I still want to talk about it. So first, let's talk about Love is Blind. I do not watch Love is Blind. The reason I do not watch Love is Blind is because struggle love does not entice me. I am not enticed by storylines that deliver us struggle love and how it's and it being entertaining. It is not entertaining. It actually makes you feel as if, especially if you're a single person and you're still hoping for happily ever after, it actually makes you feel like it'll never happen for you because you're constantly being fed examples where it fails. So I do not watch struggle love. I haven't watched Married at First Sight since Chris was on there with Paige. AD and Clay, just from what I saw on social media, reminded me a lot of Chris and Paige, which is very sad. But I did get a chance to pretty much get an overview because of social media. Okay. So the people are asking, whose fault is it? Is it Clay's fault for leading her on? Did he actually lead her on? Or if it is AD's fault for basically believing what she wanted him to be instead of listening to what he was saying? I don't like to point fingers in situations like this because I don't think it really matters at the end of the day, because if they don't work, they just don't work, right? But I do want to touch on some takeaways. Because as a woman, I feel like, not even as a woman, but as a person, period. But because my platform is called Single Woman Chronicles, I just want to talk about how as women, we have to do a better job at listening to our gut and listening to hear with our ears and not listening with our hearts. Too many times we listen with our hearts. We listen with the heart that tells us we want happily ever after. We want this got to be it. Our clock is ticking. We want him because he's cute, and we done imagined all kinds of stuff. And when we listen with our heart, guess what we do? We throw all logic out the window and we just listen with our hearts. And sometimes we listen with our other parts. And, you know, so I don't know if AD was physical with him, because again, I didn't watch the show. But what I do know is, not know for sure, but what I can guess is that if this is true, because, you know, sometimes they be trying to pull the wool out of over our eyes and they just want a storyline. So maybe she stayed just to give us a show for her numbers to run up. Because I mean, she came out as, you know, the angel in this, as the victim, and he came out as the villain. So either way, but in cases like this, women have to listen with their ears. I used to be a hopeless romantic. As a hopeless romantic, and it's still in there, I love romance. I still believe in love. I still believe in 90s love, 90s R&B love, all of that. But I have wisdom. I lead with wisdom and not with romance. I don't lead with that. And I was just listening to a guy on TikTok, but a few guys have said this. Men, when they date, start at zero. Women, we start at 100. So as soon as you meet someone you really like, they vibe, you vibe with them immediately. You're picturing y'all wedding, y'all kids, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting at 100 with your emotions. And then when they do dumb stuff, you reduce it and you're coming down until you're fed up. But men start at zero and they build up to liking you. It's not 100. And I think that's one thing that men do well that we can do, because it's just safer. It's just safer emotionally. Let's just keep it real. It is. So I feel like AD was doing a lot of listening with her heart and hearing what she wanted to hear. There's a quote that says, if a woman likes you enough, you don't have to lie to her. She'll lie to herself. And AD was the picture of that. The picture of that. Because from what social media says, all this man did was tell her how he was going to cheat on her because his dad cheated on his mama. So he's like, I just know I'm going to cheat on you. Now, when men do that, they're priming you to prepare you to let you know that, yes, I'm going to cheat on you. So just be prepared for this, because when it happens, don't come in my face like I didn't tell you, because I told you that. Right. And also, I feel like he was telling her that because he wanted an out, because a lot of guys don't like breaking up with women. That's why a lot of men will ghost you instead of just having the conversation and saying, hey, I don't want to be with you. They don't like those uncomfortable conversations. I don't know why, but you know, but who does like uncomfortable conversations? But anyway, I just feel like she did a lot of lying to herself. And but at the same time, I'm going to put some blame on Clay, because when men want to lead you on, they do this thing where they say just enough, but not enough at the same time. So they'll answer questions, but the questions aren't like close-ended. For example, do you want to be married to me? He might respond like, I mean, I like marriage. You see what I'm saying? He didn't answer the question though, but because he said that, and as a woman who's been lying to herself, you don't want to rock the boat. You'll be like, oh, you do like marriage to me. That's not what he said. He said, I like marriage. You see what I mean? So men do that because they want to still have that opening. But I do like the fact that he did say no at the altar. Now, he could have said no before, but I do like the fact that he said no, because if he would have married her, he would have ruined her even more. And don't nobody need that. Ain't nobody got time for that. So definitely happy about that. But I do blame him for not being direct and honest, because he could have just really said, listen, I don't want marriage, instead of saying, I'm scared to be married because my dad cheated on my mom. No, you just don't want to be married. And maybe it's never, or maybe it's just not with you, or maybe it's just you don't want to be married right now. But either way, you go on a show called Love is Blind. But somebody was spilling the tea and saying that they reach out in the DMs. It's kind of like speed dating. I talked about this before. When I used to do speed dating, the male slots were always empty, but the female slots were always full. Because women, we typically want love and we're, you know, trying to find it any way we can. And it's usually like a last resort. But for most men, their last resort isn't to go to a dating app or to go on a TV show. It's usually to just be like, you know what? I give up. I'm gonna just play video games for the rest of my life. Or I'm gonna just run through these women for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? So they reach out to these guys, and these guys know, like, even though I don't want to be married, I want to be on this show for publicity. So here I am. So that's my little 2 cents on Love is Blind, even though I didn't watch it. So, yeah, the second thing I wanted to talk about was this situation with Ty Tribbett. So recently, Ty Tribbett did an interview with The Breakfast Club, and he said that the church sucks, but he didn't say it in a way like saying like church actually sucks. He was saying it in the way as like the religious system and the church itself, how it's being ran these days, sucks. Now, he should have said that, because he knew we was going, not we, but the people was going to take church sucks and run with it. But yeah, he was basically trying to say the people in church, you know, just the legalism as far as like, oh, you got to come to church dressed a certain way. Oh, they judge you when you're in there. A lot of people at church hurt, you know, it's all about the money and et cetera, et cetera. That's what he was saying when he was basically saying that the church is not the building, it's people. And so we're supposed to be going out, being like Jesus, going out as disciple makers and getting the people who are lost and bringing them in instead of just being stuck in a building and not going out. And I just wanted to say my two cents on the matter. I see what he's saying and I agree with it. The only thing is, I wish he would have said it better. The reason I say that is because people are already looking for a reason to leave the church. And there are so many people that say, oh, I don't go to church because X, Y, Z. And if you are this big time gospel singer and a pastor and you're telling people the church sucks, is going to, some people who would want to go may not go. Right? Because some people just need an excuse and they want to rationalize why they're not going. But sometimes, I'm not gonna say sometimes, many times, a lot of people won't get Jesus until they get into a church. So until you can change the structure to make it exactly like Christ wants it, change your structure and just do it with your actions and not with your words. Because I know for me, I wouldn't be as close to God as I am now if I did not go to a physical building, to a church, because we need the pastors. We need the teachers. Like, where are we going to get that? Because it's not like it was when Jesus was out here. People aren't just going out and preaching. Back in the day, there were several prophets that would just go from land to land and preach the word. That's not what the structure is today, right? So I don't necessarily disagree with what he's saying. I just wish he would have said his point in a better way, because I don't think that everything about the church sucks, because again, I feel like it's necessary. It's several people who would not know God if they did not go into the building of the church. Even in the scripture, it says God wants us to gather together amongst each other and worship. And that is what the building is for. Because we're not back then, where are we going to gather together at besides the church? So I just wish he would have said that a little bit better, but ain't no bashing. All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty. I thought I was done with this topic. I thought that when I posted, is church keeping people single?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That I was finished. But then I looked on the vote, and it was a 60% yes. People were saying that church is keeping people single. And y'all, I was baffled. I was flabbergasted. I was smeckledorfed. But then I had to sit and think about it. Is church keeping people single, or is church just keeping people out of the wrong relationship? Because I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. There's a BC me before Christ, before being saved, and there is a after that for me, and after being saved me, right? I've dated in both. And yes, when I was out here dating BC me, it was way easier to get dates. It was way easier to link up with somebody. But guess what? I was still single. I was still single. Peace getting interrupted. Dating the wrong types of guys. Amen. it just wasn't giving what it needed to give. Okay. Being very foolish. out, very distracted. It was very ghetto. Okay. Okay. So I just, yes, you want to get a relationship easier? You can possibly get into a relationship easier if you are not saved, if you are not a Christian, but is that going to be a relationship that satisfies you? Is that going to be a relationship that makes you happy? If you are a Christian, even if you are not, a lot of y'all just be out here dating all willy-nilly. Y'all not even trying. Y'all just want a body. Y'all just want somebody next to you. Anybody. Somebody. Like. But I just wanted to address it because one person said, yes, because you're looking for someone who's saved. So I pondered that. Because listen, with me, with Single Woman Chronicles, with Ashley Kiara Geis, that's my middle name, baby, I've dated before and I've dated after. And I'm going to tell you again. Okay. I've dated guys, even after being saved, I've dated guys who are not saved. And I'm going to tell you the stress of it. Okay. The stress, the way I wanted to snatch my own edges, because there's a moral compass that a person has most of the time when they are a believer. There is a moral compass they have that is, there is something they are surrendering to. Because if they are only surrendering to their own flesh, their own needs, it's going to be very rare you're going to find somebody who's going to give you everything you need. It's rare. Now, I'm not saying that people who are unbelievers suck. No, I know I'm still friends with some unbelievers and they're cool. They're cool people, but I'm just telling you what I've experienced when I've tried to date outside of Christianity. It was not a pretty sight. Wasn't pretty at all. I'm not saying you got to be perfect because, baby, I'm not perfect. But because I'm going through this process of trying to be the most like Christ, I have the integrity. I have the self-control. I have the patience. I have the long-suffering. You know what I mean? So these are just things that I'm looking for, because in the word, it's because people try to make it. That's how I know people don't be reading their Bible. God says, I want you to have life and live it abundantly. He's not this big, mean old God trying to get you just to not do things. No, he's trying to protect you. He's trying to let you know how to live it abundantly. Now, if you're in here, you're getting into these relationships that are outside of, you know, Christianity or whatever. That's cool because, I mean, do what you want to do. But at the same time, when you're dating a person who actually follows Christ, not just these people who put one scripture in their bio and think that they know him, amen. But you are expecting those people to live by those characteristics. I want someone who loves me like Christ loves the church. I want someone who has self-control. I want someone who, what's another one? It's long suffering, meaning that when we go through our tough times, they still gonna come home to me. Like, I want all of those things. So I'm not saying I want this Christian just because it looks good, it sounds good. No, I'm saying I want it because I know the characteristics that come with it. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Number two, what was I gonna say? I think dating is harder as a Christian because, one, when you're not, if you are abstaining, which I am, just that whole, that's a whole nother conversation I don't feel like talking about today, but that's just like a whole nother situation. And that makes it a little bit more difficult. But guess what? That's what I was going to say. When you stop dating, when you date with intention versus you date without one, the landscape is different. Because guess what? When you date without intention, you literally will go out with anybody. You'll just date anybody. You don't care. You're out here having fun. You don't care. So, of course, you're going to have more options. But when you put a parameter around and you said, I'm dating with intentions, I'm dating with the intent to marry, it's going to be a little bit harder just because, unless, because some people are blessed. Some people, as soon as they say that, they meet the perfect person and boom, they're married. That's not a lot of our experience, and that's okay. But when you date with parameters, it does limit you. So I can see why a lot of Christian people are single, because they're dating within parameters. They're dating it with intentions. And these are not bad parameters. Like, what's wrong with saying I want someone who will pray with me? What's wrong with saying I want someone who will go to church with me? What's wrong with saying I want someone who is not egotistical, who doesn't lead with pride? What's wrong with saying I want someone who has self-control? You see what I, like, these parameters, you know what I mean? Also, what I have noticed, now BC me, I dated from a point of lust. Now, dating from a point of lust means you're dating to satisfy your flesh. You're dating to satisfy your senses. If you don't know what that flesh means, you're dating to satisfy your senses. If y'all hear something frying in the background, I'm sorry, but I'm hungry. Okay. I couldn't wait. Usually I wait, but I'm like, I can't. I gotta cook this food. I'm gonna try to reduce the background noise, but I can't. That's why I keep swallowing. No pun intended. Because I'm hungry. And my, you know, I know it's annoying. I hate when people swallow into the mic. I hate it. I hope y'all don't hear it, but I keep trying to come back. But I'm hungry. I'm sorry if you hear the chicken frying in the back. It's in the oven, but it's loud. Anyway, so leading with lust means you're leading with like this arousal to your everything. So you're basically, you're going to date the finest person you see. You know, you're going to date the person who makes you feel good inside, who makes you feel butterflies, who makes your vagina go woo woo. You know what I mean? Makes your vagina do that little tingle. When I was dating like that, I got approached way more. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I got approached way more when I was dating like that. Way more. Way more, astronomically more. But now, because I don't lead with that and I don't date like that, I get approached less. And I think that's another thing that happens when you are dating. Because I've heard a lot of women say this. I've heard a lot of Christian women say right before they met their husband that they really weren't going out on a lot of dates because it's just different. You, what you give off is different. It gives off wifey. It gives off, I know she's going to take some work. Let me go get the easy. But then if we're just being honest, right now, a lot of people just single. It ain't got nothing to do with the church. Okay. Let's just be real. A lot of people single. I know unbelievers single. I know Christians single. I know Muslims that single. I know some atheists that single. I don't know any atheists, but I know they single too. It's just a lot of people out here single. Okay. Because we're just in a weird atmosphere, especially for Black people, where men and women are battling each other, and it's so stupid. And we just need to get on one accord and realize we need each other instead of like poking our chest out, trying to prove which one is the most important or which one can do the most for themselves. So tired of that competition. Who don't? I don't care. I just want me a good man. I need a good man, Savannah. I just need me a good man's, okay? I don't care. We ain't got to compete. You want to do it? Sure. I don't care. Help me. Like, I don't mind. Help me, okay? But I just wanted to touch on that. What y'all think? I'm still shocked by those numbers. You know, I'm still shocked by those numbers. But if you are struggling right now in your single season and you really don't know what to do and you are losing hope and you are finding these dating shows, like Love is Blind enticing because you feel like it proves the fact that there is no good thing out there, I want to invite you to check out my Embrace the Weight 28 Day Challenge, because I feel like there are one of three single women out here. One, especially if you're frustrated in your single season. One, there's a single woman out here who is so guarded because she's so used to being, you know, played that she don't believe nobody is a good guy. So even if she met a good guy, she push him away or self-sabotage. Two, there's a woman who she's been in so many failed situations. She's probably been ghosted a few times. Just probably stuff just ain't working out. And she started to question herself and wonder like, dang, am I good enough? Why doesn't he choose me? Why am I never the one chosen? Now she's starting to feel like she can never be chosen. And that's just not good. And then three, there's a woman who don't do nothing. She don't date at all because she like, y'all can have it. I know I used to want love. Really, she still want love, but it's buried deep, 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 deep inside. But she's like, nah, y'all can have it. It ain't for me. I want to help you. Because there is a space between where you are right now as a single woman and where you are going, which is meeting your happily ever after. And how you steward that space makes all the difference. Because how you show up is going to dictate how long you're going to be single, but also if you even try at all. And I want you to keep trying. I want hope to be restored, because there's so much hopelessness out here in these streets. So I want to invite you to check out my Embrace the Wait 28-Day Challenge, where I help you to be content in your single season, find peace in your single season, date in a way that guards your heart so you don't end up like AD. I really wish she had come to see Embrace the Wait before she met Clay, because she wouldn't even pick Clay. She wouldn't even got that far with Clay, okay? And also, I'm going to help you keep hope and maintain hope throughout this journey, because it gets real ghetto around here. And I want you to keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Okay. So check that out. Embrace the Wait Challenge. Okay. singlewomanchronicles.com/embrace the wait. But until next time, y'all, be sure to like, comment, and share. And if you have not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. And also, if you want to rate me on Spotify, on Apple Music, go ahead and rate me 5. If you ain't gonna rate 5, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. All right, y'all. Until next time. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.